Hello, and welcome back to episode 9 of Life Coaching with Mike Fitch. I apologize for missing my podcast last week for the three or four of you that noticed that I didn't put one out. But life happened. I did not do a good job of organizing my thoughts nor of prioritizing my podcast. So I apologize for that. This week's podcast is going to be about belief. And basically, those who think they can and those who think they can't are all right. This week, I wanted to delve into belief, more specifically, belief in yourself. I met with a local kid this week, a basketball player, that felt like he was struggling with his shot. So we met so I could watch him shoot and see if I noticed anything, which as a basketball coach was not really one of my strengths. Those were deferred to my assistants who were much more adept at such things, but I was more than happy to help. He shot from 5 feet, everything looked good. He shot from 10 feet, everything looked good. 15 feet, the same. Then he moved behind the 3-point line. And although his shot looked the same mechanically and physically, you could see a change in his approach. Instead of being smooth and confident, you could see a sense of tension, perhaps even concern. Now, he shot it well, don't get me wrong. He hit 6 out of 10, which is pretty damn good, even for just in practice. So I stopped him. I told him I saw absolutely nothing physically wrong with his shot or his mechanics. But I wanted to know about his mentality. I asked him if he felt different shooting behind the 3-point line. He said he did. I asked him why. I asked him if that line was not there, did he think that he would treat the shot differently? He said he didn't think so. And it's a weird thing with basketball, that 3-point line changes approaches with coaches, with players. And it's an imaginary thing. There's no difference in shooting from 18 feet than there is from 20 feet. And yet, because that line is there, our mentality shifts drastically. There's no difference in shooting from 12 feet and 15 feet, and there's no change at all. But as soon as we paint that line on the floor and create some imaginary difficulty due to distance or some complication, our mind takes that on. And I started to think about life and how we do that with life. We put up imaginary barriers to ourselves all the time. That 3-point line is not a physical barrier. It is paint on the floor. But because of his perception of it, his whole mentality changed when stepping beyond it. These are things we do to ourselves as humans to limit ourselves. We spent the next 30 minutes or so talking about mentality. And then it all comes down to his belief in himself. The line is irrelevant. Good shooters have the same approach, whether it be from 2 feet or 20 feet, because it is not about the distance, that it's about their belief that that shot is going in. Now, of course, there's a lot to be said for mechanics and practice and repetition and all that, but really, it's a mindset. It is so much a mindset, as is most of life. Shooters have complete faith that the ball is going in the hole, regardless of where they shoot it from. Having faith in yourself, regardless of what imaginary, false, or otherwise needless barrier life has put in front of you is ridiculously powerful. And I think it's something that we all struggle with on a daily basis. Most people lack confidence. They do. I'm in that group. They lack belief in themselves. So they in turn then let life dictate their path rather than them controlling their own destiny. Life throws up obstacles, life throws up difficulties, challenges, adversity, and we do a zigzag, a routine of avoidance that completely allows life to dictate and push us where it wants us to go rather than us taking some control of things and dictating our own destiny. We all experience our own three-point lines in our own way. The promotion that we do not apply for because we don't think we have the experience, or the boss doesn't like us, or you just simply couldn't handle the rejection. Even though deep down you know you are great at your job and you would be very deserving of that promotion. Or the girl we don't approach because she's out of our league. She's too pretty. She's too rich. She's too smart. The adventure we never take because we're just not that type of person. It seems we are masters of making our own individual imaginary three-point lines to limit ourselves, our happiness, our success, our progress. I told him that all comes down to belief. Life, again, is a lot like sports. I'm sure some of you are rolling your eyes as you were waiting for the moment when I was going to make the correlation again. If you are a really good hitter in baseball, you fail 70% of the time. If you are a really good shooter in basketball, you fail 60% of the time. That is a lot of failure to deal with. That is a lot of misses. That is a lot of strikeouts. That is where belief comes in. You have to believe and not get caught up in the failing. It is all doing. It's just doing. Just do, and if you do enough, you will succeed. The percentages are not always in your favor. The percentages are irrelevant as long as you're tough enough to overcome the challenges. As a shooter, you have to believe regardless of what happened on the last shot, the next one is going in. It's the only way you will be successful as a shooter. Every successful shooter I have ever seen in my life had the shortest memory ever. And as humans in everyday life, we have to have a short memory. We cannot look backwards. We cannot spend our lives looking over our shoulder or dwelling on mistakes, failures, challenges, adversity. You have to overcome. You have to persist. Regardless of what happened on the last shot, you have to have faith that the next one is going to go in, because what is the sense of thinking otherwise? The person who thinks they can and the person who thinks they can't are both right. And it is so hard for me. I'm such a pessimist, such a pessimist. It is so difficult for me to come to terms with that. Because I feel like if I'm pessimistic, then if and or when the failure occurs, I will be prepared to handle it more because I knew it would come, rather than thinking things were going to go well and then really being kicked in the teeth. But that does not breed success. I've mentioned before that I felt like one of the best coaching jobs we ever did, primarily because we were gifted with a miraculous group of young men, was in 2009. We'd won the title in 2008. We graduated 10 out of 13 players. And then in 2009, we went back to the state title game and only lost 3 games all year. Our motto that year was believe. We knew no one else was going to believe in us. We knew that if we did not believe in ourselves, there would be no success. We were the only ones that were going to believe we could be good. Our team bought into the concept completely, wholeheartedly, like no team I've ever had. And we were able to play beyond what anyone thought was possible. It was miraculous. Such an amazing journey. There was so much positivity and support and genuine caring for each other. It is literally a highlight for me in my life and something that I would love to recreate at some point. It sold me on the power of belief forever. Crazy thing is, it proved fleeting. We had teams after that who desperately needed that belief. And for the life of us, we could not recreate it. It seems a lot of people will literally avoid being confident. Like somewhere along the line, the distinction between confidence and arrogance got blurred. And so now we have to downplay everything and be self-deprecating and not give ourselves any credit, even when credit is due. It seems our natural inclination is to be extremely critical of ourselves and blame ourselves for everything, like it is expected by society that we not like or approve of ourselves. Much like women always feel terrible about their physical image because of the way society portrays the way women should look. Men are the most critical of themselves about strength and weakness, seeming weak, not strong enough, according to society. I've been listening to my self-talk, you know, that voice in your head, more of late, and it is literally sickening. The things I say to and about myself are borderline abusive. If you heard a parent saying the things to their child that I say to myself in my own head, you would be traumatized. As I have become more aware, I can keep that in check and turn my mind to more productive thoughts. And it has made a huge difference in my mental outlook. One good lesson I learned was after coaching a basketball game that we had won, our athletic director, Mel Person, who is one of the wisest and most talented people I have ever met in my life, came up to me and congratulated me, and I deflected immediately. I said thanks, but it was the kids. That was their win. To which he replied, bullshit. I see you come in here after losses and blame yourself and beat yourself up. So if you are going to blame yourself for the losses, then you will in turn give yourself credit for the wins. That stuck with me. Not that I ever thought I was 100% responsible for either wins or losses, but it pointed out the tendency I had to blame myself when things went wrong, but not credit myself when things went right. It's a mental habit it seems most of us need to break. I know people in general struggle with even taking compliments, let alone crediting themselves for any successes. We need to be able to step back and feel good about what we have accomplished. Take a moment to give yourself the proverbial pat on the back. Celebrate how far you have come, how much better your life, your career, your health, your weight is because of you. No one else. You did it. Regardless of what the success was, acknowledge it and allow yourself some inner celebration. I think you will be amazed at the difference it can make on your outlook. In the end, your belief in yourself, your confidence should come from the fact that you are a good person, a beautiful soul who has overcome so much and not let life beat you. And trust me, we all have stories. We all have adversities. Everybody's got chaos. Everybody's got some mess. Just because we can't see it on Facebook or we can't see it from the outside doesn't mean everyone isn't struggling. You have a lot to offer. We all do. You have not let life beat you. You have not let it embitter you. Credit yourself for being kind in a cruel world, for being patient in a time of senseless immediate gratification, for caring about the less fortunate, for helping your neighbor, for volunteering your time. People have a million reasons to be angry and hate and lash out. And if you are not one of those, if you stay above that, then give yourself some credit. I have a friend who just escaped a very unhealthy marriage full of abuse. And they are one of the most caring, warm, empathetic, insightful, wise, beautiful people I have ever met. And they are this way in spite of life kicking them hard, being told regularly that they were worthless and a bad mom and a bad person. they have every reason to be bitter and angry. But instead, they're exactly the opposite. They will not allow their experiences to taint their life. They still think life is beautiful and full of possibility. They believe in the beauty of themselves, even after being tainted by an ugly experience. That is truly admirable. When I meet people like that, it gives me so much hope. In the end, regardless of what hand life has dealt you, you have to believe in yourself and the potential that life holds for you. I talked to another basketball player this week about his situation on the team. He doesn't get a lot of time. He's a role player. And we talked for a long time about not allowing other people's decisions to impact his belief in himself. Your self-worth is not in question. You are worthy. We are all valuable. Setbacks, adversity, complications are not reflections of our worth. They are simply events. And we need to see them as such. Step back, remove yourself from it emotionally, and understand it is a fleeting moment, it is a fleeting event, and this too shall pass. We give such events too much credence in our lives. We hinge our self-worth on what we've accomplished or what we own or what we've won. None of that matters. Our self-worth is non-negotiable. It is always there. We just have to remember that because society has set an imaginary three-point line, and that does not mean we have to adhere to it or use it as some fictional barometer of our self-worth or value as a human being. And I found in my short time on Facebook is that that's a really good way to feel really bad about yourself. Window shopping for friends is a really good way to compare yourself to everybody else, even though the only thing that they're putting on display are the parts of themselves and the pieces of themselves they want everybody else to see. It can become a vicious cycle. We do not need to use society's norms as a fictional barometer of our self-worth or value as a human. The more belief we have in ourselves, the better prepared we will be to seize the opportunities that life presents it with. If we spend all our time looking back and being bitter and negative, we will miss every opportunity there will be to reverse that course. We are all our own worst enemies, and being bitter and negative about adversity and circumstances only perpetuates the cycle and locks you into a vice grip of self-loathing and self-pity that is impossible to break out of until you believe you are worthy of more. People that break out of cycles of violence or poverty are my heroes. They somehow, in spite of everything they see and everything they know as normal, had the wherewithal to believe they were better than that they deserved more, that they could be more, do more. That is truly admirable, because it is the human condition to perpetuate that which we know and understand. People that remove themselves from abusive relationships . Kids that break out of poverty to go to college in spite of long odds, that is amazing to me. So powerful and inspirational. What was it that allowed them to break out of the cycle, to see the bigger picture, to have enough self-value and self-worth and confidence to know that they were not relegated to that life forever? Happiness is a choice. It is a choice that is inextricably linked to our self-worth. A big step in happiness is being able to forgive yourself for not being perfect, forgiving yourself for mistakes, understanding that you as you are enough. Understanding that one difficult chapter in your life does not define you. It is not your identity. It is simply something that happened to you, period. It is not you. It is fleeting. This too shall pass. Maybe it will be beneficial in the long run. I didn't say it wouldn't be painful, and I never said it would be easy. I said it would be beneficial. Maybe it will create in you an insight and an empathy that will allow you to connect with and help others in a way you never thought imaginable. Maybe it will lead you on a path of even greater impact that you cannot even fathom. But the only way that happens is if you believe in the possibility and that you embrace it, you acknowledge what happened, and you acknowledge that it is not a reflection of your worth. If you believe in yourself that you are worthy, you have to manifest it. The age-old debate of whether things happen for a reason or not. I say things happen for a reason. Life, the universe, God, whoever is trying to communicate with us regularly, but until we listen and give it purpose, it's irrelevant. Things only happen for a reason if we acknowledge them, learn from them, and act on them. Otherwise, they are just random events with no meaning at all. Think on a daily basis how many things happened for a reason that you completely ignored and gave zero purpose to. We have to step back and increase our awareness to see what the messages are. What is life trying to tell us? Some of us simply have to be kicked harder than others. That's the only way we make progress. Believe there is a purpose and believe you are worthy. Thanks for joining me again this week. I appreciate it. Take care. We'll see you next time.